Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Welcome back to the show, Public Opinion Survey in your community. I would like to hear your opinions.
All right.
Okay. This is the first question. Is are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely, somewhat likely to vote?
Oh, yeah, I usually vote, but nobody that's against the Second Amendment.
Okay, but you're definitely going to vote, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have a sample representative for every age group, what is your age? Between 18 and 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
I am 64.
Oh, right in between. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have gotten off on the wrong track?
Yeah.
Wrong track, right direction?
Yeah, in Grand Traverse County.
Grand Traverse County, yes, sir. How do you think? Do you think it's going in the right direction or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, we're probably going the wrong side right now.
The right side, you said? Right direction?
Or the wrong direction.
Oh, wrong track.
We're going
in
the wrong direction.
Okay, thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county or Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimate of $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal?
Probably no.
Okay.
We've already got tax increases already.
Okay, and you would say that you were definitely voting or probably voting no against it? Probably or definitely?
Yeah, probably definitely against it.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
No?
Against
okay.
it. Yeah.
Definitely, right? You said definitely the last time. Definitely no, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor? It's very repetitive, but they just want to make sure that how you're going to vote. Would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no? Knowing that it will cost $90 per year for the next 10 years.
Definitely no.
Yeah, thank you. As I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails.
Yeah, probably for the lower amount.
So the lowest
right.
that would be $70, right, per year.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
From following this, which issue should you local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation in the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Which of those come closer to, you know, that you think that your governor, your officials in your county should be focused more on to help you and your family?
Well, yeah, it's always good about, you know, protection of the environment and that, and probably for police activities and that, you know, probably, and probably roads. Roads are getting kind of rough and that, so upkeep of those. So kind of like those
okay.
three items there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. But out of those two, which is the main one, because I can only put one, protecting natural areas from wildlife, or all of them are important. But I want
to.
Okay, so
probably the environment.
Environment.
The environment.
Thank you. That's the one that I want. Thank you. You will now begin a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thanks. Grand Traverse County government, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails, favorable or unfavorable?
We have some trails, and they're available right now, so I'm thinking we're okay.
So do you think that's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, probably about right. I don't think it's too fast.
Okay.
I think
Thank
there's
you.
A little bit shorting on the housing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I see some of that come up being developed right now. There's a couple of subdivisions out by my area that are being developed.
Okay.
All right, I gotta get going right now because I'm at work, so I gotta let you go.
Can I call you back so we can finish it?
Probably.
How long?
Survey.
How long? Man, I thought he was gonna finish it, man. They want us to lag on right now and come back at 7? Really? Do you see that?
This is why people don't want to work here. That's the reason. That's the reason.